It was signing day on Monday at the West Holmes High School Library for two Lady Knight athletes. Lily Brown committed to further her education and play basketball for Mount Vernon Nazarene University. Brown will be majoring in exercise science, and she said several factors went in to her deciding on the Cougars.
Whenever I visited the college, it was a really good experience for me. I felt safe and I felt like I was wanted from that school. The vicinity and the team, I've seen the team play before and they look really good, and I feel like I'll make a good impact, a big major role, I feel like, on the team. And the love for basketball really just made me want to pursue it even longer.
Brown was a part of a West Holmes basketball team that won a district championship this past season, and playing for the Lady Knights has made a big impact on her.
It definitely has shaped me in a very good way. Since my freshman year, as I developed over the years, I definitely feel like I was becoming a better player and person on and off the court.
West Holmes Lady Knights head basketball coach Lindsay Belden said Brown has come a long way.
The growth and maturity and her just overall as a person from her freshman year to right now has probably been one of the biggest growths I've seen in a player in a long time. And so, you know, it's just been really fun to watch her and get to coach her to being a young lady and is responsible and mature and be ready to go to college and do all those independent things.
And Belden is excited to see what Brown can do at the next level while keeping the focus on her education.
School comes first. Excited to see what she can do down there, and hopefully those fundamentals and things that we've taught her here will carry over.
Catherine Castor will be attending Baldwin Wallace while continuing her track and cross-country careers and is leaning toward a political science major. Castor had a lot of choices, but playing for the Yellow Jackets stood out.
I just really like the campus. I went on probably 5 visits there. It was a really hard decision. I had a lot of great choices, but mainly the campus and then the girls on the team and the coach. I just really enjoyed being around them. They're really nice, and I can't wait to run with them next year.
Castor has competed in the state tournament in soccer, cross country, and track during her time at West Holmes, and those experiences helped shape her into the athlete she is now.
It was really awesome. I'm really grateful for those experiences. It was really fun. The girls I got to go with, the coaches I got to go with, really grateful for those experiences and how they built me up as an athlete.
Castor runs both the mile and 4x800 meter relays, and West Holmes head track coach Scott Meller will be counting on her experience going into this spring.
We're counting on her for a lot of team leadership, both individually and as part of several relays. I think we should expect that if she is a state qualifier again, it would not surprise me.
West Holmes head cross-country coach Kevin Beachy feels like Baldwin Wallace is a good fit for Castor.
I think she'll run great. Coach EB, who's the distance coach and head coach at Baldwin Wallace, he follows a similar philosophy that we do here at West Holmes for training, and I think she's going to fit right in, and she's going to improve a lot. He has a big track record of improving high school runners in college.
Beachy said that it's athletes like Castor that will continue to inspire more college athletes from West Holmes.
It's a testament to the hard work that the kids do and the passion they have for the sport. And I think the leaders that came before them kind of instilled that, and they've instilled the next generation, because we have more coming that are going to be running in college.
Once again, West Holmes senior Lily Brown will attend Mount Vernon Nazarene University and play basketball, while Catherine Castor is committed to Baldwin Wallace for cross country and track.